Okay, now we'll finish up by cutting the fringe and tying off the top of our hat. Turn your project over like this and have everything lying flat. And we're going to cut a 3-inch fringe all the way along the edge. I'm going to start by cutting this edge and then just cut down approximately 3 inches. You can measure and mark it, but it's not really necessary to be so precise with the fleecy fabric. Now, when you come to all these thicknesses, you want to just check to make sure that everything's kind of lined up and you don't end up cutting really skinny fringe. And you don't want to cut into or too close to your slit. Okay, and we'll finish cutting our fringe here. Our fringe is 3 inches long and 3/4 inches wide. And on the side, you can open that up when you get to the side and cut a single layer. Okay, when the fringe is all cut, just flatten it out like this and gather up all the fringe in your hand like that. Leave this hanging. We're going to knot that up later. And this is the piece that the leftover piece from our vertical weaving. And just take that piece and tie a square knot again, right over left and left over right, and pull it really tight. Okay, so that was the one simple knot, and then the second knot. Nice, tight square knot. Now you can trim that to whatever length you want. I'm going to do it about 2 inches there. And then for this final piece, which is the weave up the back, I just tie just a simple knot, and that will keep it from slipping out. And try to pull that knot all the way down to the center of your fringes. Nice and tight, and trim it off close. If you prefer, you can leave it hanging long. It's really a matter of preference. And there is our fleecy no-sew winter hat.